Hi, my name is Teresa Anderson, and I am your spiritual guide. In a few moments, I will lead you through a guided meditation and visualization. In order to prepare you for this guided meditation and visualization, make sure that you are not driving a vehicle or operating any machinery. You'll want to find a space where you know that you will not be interrupted for the next 15 minutes or so. Turn off any cell phones or electronics. As you explore this guided visualization, I invite you to be curious and trust yourself if you receive anything like impressions or hunches or new perceptions about something. Know too that it's also okay if you feel you don't perceive very much. Things may bubble up after the visualization, and I encourage you to be curious and open as they do. Once you're in a relaxing space, make yourself comfortable. For example, you could lay down or sit up. You just don't want to fall asleep. And I invite you now to close your eyes and listen to my voice and begin noticing that you're just breathing in and out. There's no special way to breathe. Just breathe and notice as you are breathing, you are becoming more and more relaxed. Trust that you will remember what you need to during this exploration. You can make notes after the experience if you would like. If you haven't already done so, now close your eyes. You find you've just landed in a very modern and new airport. There you see impressive floor-to-ceiling glass windows that are letting in the afternoon's natural sunlight. Next, you notice a large living wall that is made up of green, gorgeous plants. And that sight is so beautiful as you take it in. You also notice an indoor waterfall near the plant wall. It's good to hear the waterfall and to see some of nature's elements around you in this airport. It all seems to be helping you to acclimatize to this new space and time. Next, you see a sign that says, "Welcome to Fire and Ice Island," a place where opposite elements like fire and ice can occur at the same time on this small island. You look down at your ticket and you can see that you have booked the ice exploration tour of the island. You will have an opportunity another time to explore the fire elements on this island. So to start your ice exploration adventure, the information on your ticket directs you to make your way through the airport by following the blue arrows on the floor. You follow the arrows to the right around a corner, and there you meet your tour guide, whose name is Remy. Remy is holding up a sign with your name on it. Remy is excited about this exploration that you will be taking, and he has some surprises planned for the tour. Next, you and a few others who are booked on this tour get onto a very comfortable small tour bus. Remy offers you an icy snow cone as a refreshment. And you find that the snow cone is a refreshing mixture of ice chips blended with your favorite drink flavor. Remy invites you to notice how the icy chips feel in your mouth and notice how quickly the ice seems to melt given the warmth of your mouth interacting with it. Remy wonders if you can remember a time previously where you have a memory of having fun with an element like snow or ice. You ponder this for a few moments and notice that the tour bus has stopped. It stopped at a lookout point where there is a large set of binoculars where you can view way out miles into the distance. When you look through the binoculars, you can see that it is snowing out there and they're almost camouflaged. You start to make out through the binoculars that there are two white polar bear cubs and a mother polar bear rolling around and playing together. You wonder about your own connection to being playful and rolling around. Did the polar bear play inspire you? And then you notice that now it is snowing lightly right where you are. The snow is falling down from the sky. And you open your mouth to feel a fluffy, white, cool snowflake land on your tongue. You feel playful and a little like a young child, excited to feel this cool element. Remy explains that snowflakes are very unique and have their own designs. What do you know that is unique about you and that you really treasure and know to be delightful and playful about you? Maybe it's an aspect that you can enliven or engage in once you leave this place. As you ponder this, you see that there are a few other people that are on your tour who have put on their winter gloves and started to gather up some of the wet snow that has hit the ground. And they've begun to make some snowballs. They playfully start throwing them at each other and are running around laughing. You are invited to join the fun. You notice that there is a sign nearby that says, "One key to knowing joy is being easily pleased." Soon, Remy gets you and the others to walk towards a building to the left. You find you have arrived at a warming station hut. Inside the warming station is a creative craft center where you were invited to create a snow globe. Remy explains what a snow globe is. A snow globe is also called a snowstorm or snow dome. It is transparent and it is a sphere, traditionally made of glass or plastic, which encloses a miniaturized scene of some sort, often together with a model of a town or a building or a landscape or a figurine. The snow globe is then placed back in its position, and then pretend snowflakes are added to the globe along with water, and the globe is glued and then made ready for a person to gently shake. The scene that has been created and placed within the snow globe, once gently shaken, is fun to watch as the snowflakes are animated and start to fall within the snow globe. Next, you notice on the large craft table all kinds of things that you can choose from to create your own snow globe scene. You are surprised to see that there are some figurines of those who were on the tour bus that were made into miniature figurines. You find the small figurine of you, and you can use that figurine of yourself in your own snow globe in a few moments. But first, before you create your own snow globe, you are invited to consider for a moment what your current life might look like in a snow globe. Check in with yourself on a continuum of 0 to 10. 0 being there is light snow falling, and it feels like things in your life are pretty good, and it would be where you would feel content overall, and that the light snow coming down and blanketing your life leaves you feeling content mostly and peaceful. Then I want you to consider on the opposite end of the continuum at 10, you'd be feeling like an extreme snowfall warning had been issued and big blizzards were coming more often than not. So find yourself on the continuum from 0 to 10 of what number you seem to be. Be gentle with yourself and just be curious and note what you sense and what you come up with, and know that it's just information that can help you to pinpoint where you are now from 0 to 10. And know too that you will get an opportunity to experiment and to create a snow globe while you are here. You're invited now to think of things that would depict a current scene in your life where you are feeling like things are going okay, and you have an opportunity to add a few things and place them into your snow globe to represent that. You can take a few moments to pick a few things to put into your snow globe. Then you are invited to imagine what else you would like to add into your snow globe to enhance your life in the future. Then Remy suggests that sometimes when we gather and take stock of some new information about ourselves, it is worthwhile to take a little siesta from it and to relax and see what develops as things percolate. Trusting the wisdom and intelligence within ourselves to know how to help us sort through as we digest things, and to see what new ways might arise that can help us to move forward. Next, off to the left of the warming hut is a change room, where you are invited to change into a swimsuit and join in a polar bear swim. You can decide whether to take part in the cold water dip. It's up to you. You don't actually swim with polar bears, but it's where people can quickly dip their bodies into an icy cold lake, just like polar bears dip into the cold water. For some people, this activity is very enlivening. It is such a shock to their bodies that it seems to wake them up by using the element of the icy cold water. Ask yourself, is there any area in your life currently where you're ready for a wake-up call that will help you to get ready for a cycle of new, fresh beginnings? People often like to take a polar bear swim at the beginning of January as the year begins. Sometimes it's a way of both literally and symbolically bringing themselves into awakening to something new in their lives. Remy comes to you now and gives you a few snapshot pictures of your time that you had here today. There's a picture of you enjoying your snow cone, and a picture when you were playing in the snow making snowballs, and one of you watching the polar bears playing, and another picture of you making a new snow globe for your life, and a picture of those people taking part in the polar bear ice swim. You thank Remy for the pictures, and as you prepare to leave this place, know that you can come back here anytime. So take a few moments now and just relax. And know that you will have an opportunity to journal or write some notes after if you would like. And when it feels right, you can start to move your body by wiggling your fingers or your toes. And start to move back into a seated position. I would like to thank you so much for spending some of your time with me. And until next time, I wish you well.